Lord God, we thank you, for your word tells us about your body, the church. And we all have different strengths and different gifts to bring. Lord, we thank you for the gifts and the strengths that Melissa brings to your body here at Long Jetty. And so, Lord, we thank you for the word you've given her for today. And just pray, Lord, that our hearts would be open to receive what you have for us today through her. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Had a bit of a problem with God about this sermon because he wasn't fitting the schedule. Because we're doing it on something that happened at Easter, and Easter's not for a few weeks, so we're going to be a bit in advance, which is fine. I've got a mat because Easter's coming up, and just so you have some idea, because I'm visual, so I love to see. So this is at the area where Jesus lived, the Israel area, you know, all those things still there today. So there's Jerusalem where the arrow is, because you know, I thought it'd be too hard to point to it. So that's, hold on a second, Tegan. So back down there is Jerusalem. And so Jesus was teaching there. That's where he saw Lazarus come back to life again. You know, called him out of the grave. And so that was pretty cool. And then he decided to get back up into Galilee. So that's where his home was. That's where he grew up. I don't need to tell you anymore. There's lots more you could tell. It's really fascinating. So he was there, and then he starts on his final trip back down to Jerusalem. So Galilee's that second one is to show you actually lived on the lake's edge. It's not bad living on a lake's edge, is it? Not bad at all. So we understand how good Jesus had it. So down he travelled. He went around Samaria. Let's keep going. This is where he walked. He walked pretty fast. And he hung around in that area teaching. And then he went to Bethany and then to Jerusalem. That's where he was crucified. So that's kind of his movements on that day. I'm sure if he had a car, it would have been a bit quicker. But he walked everywhere because he could. Good on him. So this is where we're picking it up. Jesus is in Jerusalem. He was crucified, he died, he was buried, and then he rose back to life again. And so this is John chapter 20 in Jerusalem, and I'll read this to you because, you know, it's nothing better than the Bible saying it, so let's read it. John 20, starting at verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, this is after Jesus had died, the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came, dead guy, came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now, Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. Do you know sometimes you miss out on stuff when you're not together at church? Just saying, sometimes you miss out. He wasn't there, so the disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, the disciples were in the house again, and this time Thomas was with them. He was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Great word, isn't it? Great word. And when I was having a bit of a conversation with God about why we shouldn't be doing this sermon today and we should be doing it in a month, you know, when Easter is, God said, "Just do it." I said, "Okay." So we're doing it. So some of the first words Jesus said to his disciples was, peace be with you. And he didn't just say it once, he said it three times. I find that a little bit fascinating because when we say things over and over again to our kids, we usually want them to get something out of it, right? So I figure Jesus wants us to get something out of that. So the word for peace means quietness or rest or wholeness or peace of mind. So it's kind of this coming together and being at peace. And why did he do that? Because they needed some peace. They were hiding together with locked doors, hiding, grown men hiding for fear of what's going to happen. And God wants to give that kind of peace to us today. Do you know, statistically, the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare states that substance use disorders, such as alcohol and drugs and all of that, are 3% of the population. It's quite high. 3% of the population is where people go. Next, We have affective disorders, which are like depression and things like that, and that's 8%. It's quite high, isn't it? Topping the list is anxiety. Anxiety disorders is the most common type of disorder for people, and that affects 1 in 6 Australians. That's 17% of Australians. That's quite high, isn't it? We need some peace, don't we? We need some peace in our world. We need some peace in our lives and in our hearts. And I looked it up. I thought, well, surely that's going to be different in different parts of the world. And it's not. Anxiety is the highest condition across the world, the entire world, for people. We need the Prince of Peace in our lives, and then we're going to look at how to do that today. Now, I can pull off quite a lot of things, like at the drop of a hat. I can do stuff. But one thing I've found, and here's my secret, I'm not really good at doing things that have to be perfect, especially when people are watching. Have you noticed? Oh, you've probably noticed that. You've noticed that. So if someone asks me to do something at the front that's a little bit clever, I have a bit of skill, there's always that part of me going, I just don't know if this is going to work or not. Kind of adds to the fun of it, I guess. I try really hard these days to not be relied on, not to mess something up, because they've had to wait for me to do a signal or something like that, because I'm going to mess it up. And I can practice 1,000 times, I can nail it 1 gazillion times, and then I get up there to do it and I just fudge it, you know, all the time. And that's okay. So I've got this picture. This is me in the Kempsey District Silver Band. I know, very exciting. Look at that, I'm the one with the red drum near the back. You see that? And the little Cobra hat. So I played tenor drum. All you that I used to tell you, I used to be in a marching band. So I used to march. And Nate's loving it. Okay, so here's the thing, right? The drum has to keep the beat, so that's pretty good. And I played the drum. When you march, that's pretty easy. You just kind of beat along as you march. That's fine. Well, there's also a concert band, and you don't really need a tenor drum in a concert. So the percussion master gave me a triangle because, you know, that's important when you're playing concert stuff. So I got kind of demoted to my triangle. So I'm standing out the front of the Kempsey Hospital with the band, and we're playing Christmas carols for the poor sick people. I'm so sorry to them. Anyway, silver bells, silver bells, silver bells. What do you do? Ding. There's a ding, right? Cue the triangle lady, right? So I was there. I had one job. It's the ding, right? Didn't need me any of the rest of the show. The ding was it, right? And you know, if you've got anything kind of hanging, kind of like Gary's yo-yo the other week, if you let it hang for a bit long, it starts kind of around a little bit. So I'm holding there my triangle. The band master, Richie's a lovely guy, you know, he's getting the band, and then he points to me to do the ding. And I'm there like, I've got this. I've got it. I've practiced it. And I did a swing, and just then the whole triangle kind of just did that little bit of a turn. You know, straight past. Missed the entire thing. So there's no ding. Like, dingless. The poor bandmaster, I'm so sorry, Richard. He's watching me because he wanted to make sure I got it right. And, of course, he sees my face going, yeah, I missed it. So he dissolves in laughter, so he can't conduct anymore. All the cornet section goes because, you know, he's laughing, they've stopped. And the whole thing just like falls into a big heap, all because I can't hit a stupid triangle. That was the day I decided to retire the triangle. And I learnt trombone. Wasn't good at that either, but, you know. We need a way to find a way to release the pressure from our lives, don't we? That build-up of anticipation and terrifiedness and anxiety, we need to find a way to make that kind of level, that calm your farm, right? We just need to chill out sometimes. And the thoughts that keep rushing through our heads and doing laps and going around and around and around, we've got to put a stop to it because it can cripple us. And it can make the people around us almost dysfunctional because we haven't got it together. We need peace in our lives. Jesus appears to his disciples and says, peace be with you. Why? Because he needs us to know, first of all, that peace combats fear. Peace combats fear. You've got a sheet on your seat somewhere with some gaps if you'd like to fill them in. Looks like this. Peace combats fear. If you've got fear, we don't attack it, we get peace. We don't attack another person, we don't attack anything. We don't even attack ourselves, we just receive peace. That's what the disciples needed. Jesus knew that that's what they needed. They needed peace. The disciples were so freaked out. They managed to kill Jesus, who they thought was the Messiah, and now he's dead. And now they're hiding in a room because they're waiting for the Jews to come after them. They were scared. Jesus had to speak rest to their souls and peace of mind to their hearts. And so many times we're locked away because we're afraid. We lock ourselves away. We lock our family, our kids away. We lock our relationships away. We even lock God away because we're too scared. And God's saying, I want to bring you peace. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. We can unload our concerns in prayer as we take them and lay them at the feet of Jesus. We can see peace combat that fear. We can unload them. Okay, so if you're scared today of something, if you're fearful today of something, Jesus is saying, you don't need to carry that. I got it. Just hand it over. Hand it over. Number two, peace overcomes challenges. Oh, Thomas. He got such a bad rap in this Bible passage. All anyone thinks of now when you say Thomas, they say, oh, doubting Thomas. Doubting Thomas. One time, he just does one thing wrong. He's doubting Thomas. No one talks about how he was the loyal follower of Jesus and said, well, let's go, even though the Jews might arrest us. When they thought that Jesus was going to be stoned, he's the one that said, well, let's go anyway. He was an inquisitive student of Jesus. He was a guy that went as a missionary to India. We don't talk about that. We just talk about this one time and he's like, well, I didn't see it. But Jesus made another appearance just for Thomas and he said to him, peace be with you. Peace be with you. I want you to see, I want you to feel, I want you to know that I'm real and I'm here. And Jesus wants us to know that too. I find it really interesting that even though Jesus appeared to the disciples the week before, that next week they still got the doors locked. Did you notice that? Still got the doors locked the second week. Why? They still need to get that peace down inside. The locked door doesn't keep Jesus from us. We can have our hearts and minds completely closed off to Jesus, but he's still there. He's still there. So whenever we're worried or broken or anxious or fearful, whenever we have the challenges where it feels like they're bigger than we are, we know that the peace can overcome that. And God wants us to be filled with his peace. Now, I haven't done like things like this for quite a while, so we get to do them in big church. So this is Jesus. It actually has Jesus written on it. You probably can't see it. So I'm going to put us... This is us. Do you want to be my microphone stand, please? So this is us and Jesus. So we're going to wrap ourselves around Jesus because, you know, that's the best place to be, right? It's kind of fun. I'm making him work.
You always make me work.
All right. So, and this is the peace, right? Oh, that's not fast enough. Let's get lots of peace, right? Okay, so there's some...
You wonder why I have anxiety.
The microphone stands don't talk. Right. This is life, right? So we're wrapped around Jesus. We've got the peace in us. And see that? Pushing through. Life can pound away as much as it wants. That's not coming out because I'm wrapped around Jesus. I've got peace. And if you want to look... Oh, here's one I prepared earlier. They do break. This is heavy. Okay. That easy, right? If we don't have the peace, that's how quick it breaks in our life. But that's when we got the peace. Thank you. I'm going to need you again in a minute, but not yet. Peace is God's power when we take a pounding in life. We need his peace. 2 Thessalonians said, now may the peace, the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way, the Lord be with all of you. If you need to write that on your mirror in your bathroom or write on a piece of paper and stick it in your car, and when you start getting those feelings of anxiety about what's going to happen coming up, read it. Receive the peace. It's a decision. You know, receive it. Just receive it. Now, peace isn't the absence of problems. I'm never going to say that. We still have life to live. We still have problems. We still have things that go wrong. We still have sicknesses. We live in a broken world. Peace is the presence of Jesus. We can have peace even in the midst of great trouble. Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done, and then you'll experience God's peace. Last, number three, Jesus wants us to know that peace reveals purpose. He didn't just say, feel good, feel better. He said, I got something for you to go do with my peace. Jesus said, I'm sending you out. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. As Jesus has been sent, he is sending each of us. We're not living a passive Christian life. Christianity isn't passive. We're active people. We're people who are going out to see the whole world changed in Jesus' name. It's an exciting journey to be on. The peace Jesus gave was designed to move them from behind locked doors of fear and into the purpose that Jesus had for them. And it's not Jesus' peace is not designed for us to sit still, but to get us moving. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. I got one more thing to do. This one's fun. Can I have that jug, please, too? Now, this one is the one that I don't know if it'll work, but let's try it. Okay. So we'll use our peace because it's helpful. All right, put the peace in there. I will need you in a sec. So this is us with peace, right? The salt was peace. So we're filled with peace. Oh, let me just give it a bit of a stir. Oh, that wasn't supposed to spill, but, you know, me and things that are a bit scary. Okay, so that's us with peace. Now here, this cup, we have troubles. So troubles come and they're a problem. Let's make them green because green's a good colour. Okay, you can hold this now. All right, so we got some green in there. Does anyone's troubles feel like green? Yeah, it's coming there. All right, this is the fun part. All right, let me put some more water in. So we're just going about our life, but we've got peace, right? The troubles come. All right, the troubles are on us. What's going to happen? We actually don't know. Whoop. Peace is still in our life. Where's the trouble? It's not in our life, is it? It's not in our life. When trouble comes, it doesn't have to invade your life. That's not even on properly. Hold on. All right, that's better. And I actually did practice this one last night. I left it there for 4 hours. The entire time, it didn't mix. It didn't mix. It doesn't have to mix. So if you've got problems going on right now, you keep them out there and you say, I'm covered in peace. peace be with me. I receive your peace, Jesus. I don't know what's going on with you physically. I don't know what's going on with you financially. I don't know what's going on with you relationally, emotionally. But it doesn't have to take your peace. It doesn't have to take your peace. So today I encourage you, if you've got something that's swirling around inside your life, push it out and replace it with the peace of Jesus. If you've got something going on in a relationship and you need Jesus's peace, ask him. If you're sitting here today going, well, I don't even have a relationship with Jesus, it's too easy, because he's here waiting, just waiting to step into that space of giving you the peace that you so desperately need. And all it requires is saying, Jesus, I need you to be Lord of my life. Take over. I give you all authority. Today, if you'd like to come and receive his peace, I mean, you can do it in your chair if you want. If you'd like to do it publicly, receive his peace, you can come out the front. Someone will pray for you if you'd like that. If you'd like to receive Jesus, come and ask. Like, we're happy to pray for you. We want to see people's lives transformed in Jesus. That's why we're here. We want to see your lives transformed. So let's receive his peace. And what I want you to know, I mean, this song is a great song. The song saying, I'm not yet there, but I'm nowhere near where I was. And I'm going to be encouraged by that. And I'm going to thank Jesus for that, because sure, I still have problems in my life, but who I was 2 years ago, who I was 1 year ago, who I was 20 years ago is different. And I'm going to keep on this track all the way till I meet Jesus face to face. So today you might be feeling this bit of a quickening inside. That's God wanting you just to respond to him. So I encourage you to do that. If you need help in how to do that, come and ask. We're more than happy to talk you through it, what that looks like. But as the song plays, you might want to sing with it. You might want to stand and worship. You might want to come and pray. I encourage you. But don't leave today without the peace of Jesus. It's right here, ready for you, waiting. Let's receive it. Jesus, we just want to claim the Prince of Peace in this place, over our lives, over our hearts. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to move however you want, and we give you all authority. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's worship and respond right now.